Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
With those that have survived, those that have not made it, and what the numbers look like. We do this each and every show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. I hope in your corner of the world you are thriving and surviving and doing what you need to do to stay connected. That's what it's about. We are all in this together, and being connected with the peeps that you know and love and those that you have left behind that now you're reconnecting with, well, that's a beautiful thing, and that's the best you can hope for, I think, in the times that we're in. Deaths, 95,087. Recovered, this isn't the U.S., 308,000. And confirmed cases, 1.61 million. In the world, deaths, 332,000. Recovered, 1.94 million. And confirmed cases total, over 5 million cases so far. So where are we at? Everybody asks me that every day. Where are we at? What's going on? What's happening? Have we flattened the curve? What about the vaccine? What's happening there? What's going to happen with my kid that's going to college? Can they go in the fall, or is it going to be online? We always have lots of questions. That is the commonality with coronavirus and whatever the latest news is. The one thing that we do know is the virus does not spread easily from surfaces. I talked about this on a previous show, or animals. So been revised. If you go to the CDC website, they talk about the latest that they have, and there was so much conversation about surfaces, but the virus, sadly, spreads easily between people. That's why the super spreaders, people who don't even realize that they have it, and they're around people, and they're not wearing masks, and they feel like the reopening means let's get out there, and they have no idea that they're a spreader. And then big gatherings, so no social distancing, none of that protocol at play. Trust me, this is something you don't want to get. Now I've had a college roommate whose brother has died from it, and was another guy who was healthy, non-suspecting that this was going to happen, and could not fight it off. And the saddest thing is the nurses, the frontline people are amazing what they've done to personalize this and to try to have families connect to the person they're losing and try to get in touch with them and let them know what's happening and do those FaceTimes so they can see them, have last wishes or whatever it might be. But sometimes you don't get to that because you're on the ventilator and that's it. There's nowhere to go. And it's got to be just soul crushing for the people that have gone through it. That's why I think sometimes people, as they tread into this and weigh into what is hotly debated, reopening and masks publicly and that whole thing, it is dicey because you cannot just push this off as though it's not happened when we have people in this country who have lost children. I mean, you got to have some humanity, and even if your take is, it's my life, I'm going to do what I want to do, that's one thing. But to throw it in the face of people who have lost loved ones, wow. Luckily, I believe in the power of really good people, and I think most people are striving to be that way. And we got a lot of them in this country. I still say there's no question we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we're used to things being open. We're used to doing what we want to do. That's part of what it is to be an American. You have these freedoms that so many other people don't experience in other countries and don't have the opportunities that we have. So the pandemic has really turned ugly for many people, and very, very tough certainly for all of us. There was a lot made about the president and his tour in Michigan of the auto plant, where they were required to, they're required at the plant to wear protective gear. And the president didn't wear protective face masks in public during that visit, but he said he was wearing it. He was wearing it behind the scenes. He was wearing it, etc. And Ford Motor Company executives wore masks as they were leading the president on the tour, because that, of course, is their policy. And he suggested it's more symbolic, but he said he was doing that before the cameras, you know, etc. And the masks and the protests over wearing masks and people making masks and making a career out of making masks. I mean, it's interesting what this now has become to symbolize when we look at it. And that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at, wow, how interesting of where we've come and how this all started and where we are now at this point. So you look at the surfaces and the situation that it's not surfaces and that it's people. And then you look at being gathered together with too many people. So then the question becomes the social distancing, being cautious, all of that. And then reopening. And the fact that not having a quotes normal life has also become a health risk for so many, where suicides are up and people are lonely and people are not balancing their health, because how can they? Because it's so disconnecting, I guess. So then you have the economic costs and weighing that. And the fact is that we live in a country where small business is the backbone of the country. And those small businesses grow up sometimes to be big corporations. But the majority of people work for small businesses in this country. So the suggestion is you look at the economic crisis and what a killer it is for so many people. The unemployment rate translating into a 1% increase in suicide deaths, more than 3% increase in opioid deaths. Wow. There was a study that was done that showed the 1982 recession, Americans who faced higher unemployment suffered 40,000 excess deaths by, you know, excessive deaths by age 65, more divorces, fewer children, all that whole thing. The stress is out of this world. And preventative services are down, because who's going to get what they would normally get from a doctor because they're stuck, right? So there is some scary things happening, and we know it. We get it. And the risks of COVID-19, it's frustrating. You want to be back in a normal life, but you want to have your health and well-being, and you want the country to open safely. And the question becomes, how do you open it safely? And it still is that nagging question, that important question that is the commonality that we all share. We want answers. Coming up, it's about numbers. We got them. Next.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Time for another edition of We Can Count. Check out gas. Cities with the lowest prices right now. We'll dive right into it. 149 in Wichita, Kansas. Austin, Texas, 149 as well. Wow. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 143. 143. Of course, the highest is Hawaii. One of the lowest gas prices around, according to Gas Buddy. That's where I'm getting all my info. Mississippi, 150, $1.50. Yep. Pretty cheap. Texas, 155. The national average for a gallon of regular, we're talking about, is 188. 188. Wow. Crazy when you think about it, right? Low gas prices traditionally help consumers because you think about the expenditures, the driving, all of that. But how many of you have your car mostly parked? In fact, some taking advantage of a parked car on your insurance because you're not moving it. It's not going anywhere. And I know we talked about that on the show. A friend of mine said, if you have two cars, you're not using one, why are you paying for the insurance for it? Just get the basic, call them, boom, and you save sometimes 50% on your car insurance. Wow, crazy. But if you are driving around, crude temporarily dropped below 15 a barrel, but it's changed. It's risen toward 30, but it's well below 60 a barrel that it, you know, was initially. Wow. All right, so let's talk about a couple of other things. Everything has numbers in it. That's what I'm fond of saying. That's why we do We Can Count. So how about this? The U.S. pledges $1.2 billion for the dibs on COVID's vaccine. Yeah, $1.2 billion to access 300 million doses of the experimental vaccine. Because we want the early access. Of course we want the early access. It's being developed by the University of Oxford's Jenner Institute and licensed to British drug maker AstraZeneca. It's expected to be delivered as early as October, but that means the doses will be stored until the vaccine completes clinical trials, ensuring that it's safe and that it protects you against COVID-19. Early in on this we are. Clinical trials tested for safety. You have to do that. Whether it produces antibodies against SARS-CoV-2, and that is the virus that causes COVID-19, and whether it protects the immunized from being infected with the virus. The first test actually began in England on April 23rd. And, you know, this contract is big. It's called Operation Warp Speed. Safe, effective, widely available by 2021. That is the hope. And AstraZeneca is working to secure manufacturing capacity for 1 billion doses. They cut deals for the first 400 as of Thursday, including 100 million to the UK, 300 million to the US. So we're in the game, as they say. And that's good news because you heard what I mentioned, 2021. Yeah, well, this is an election year. So does the president do another term like the three presidents before him, or does Joe Biden somehow emerge? He is the presumptive nominee for the Democrats. And so all the conversation is surrounding who is going to be his VP, his running mate. So Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota has been asked by Biden's campaign to undergo a formal vetting to be considered for the VP slot. Because that's what they have to do, you know, with anyone who's on that list. And there are others, you could bet, that are on the list as well. And the whole thing is the vetting. And so besides that, the Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer, didn't talk specifically about it, but said she had a conversation with some people connected to Biden's campaign about being his running mate. But she didn't say she was being vetted. She kind of suggested it, I guess. And, you know, there's all kinds of speculation as to who is going to be. But just that for sure, it is going to be a woman. Worth repeating, the CDC says coronavirus does not spread easily by touching surfaces or objects. Got it? So the panic over the surfaces, not so much. Panic over human-to-human, so much. The main way to spread is through person-to-person contact, even among those who are not showing any symptoms. So once again, social distancing. The CDC says 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands with soap and water, cleaning and disinfectant frequently touched areas. Because they're not suggesting you don't do that, but that's not your main way of any kind of transfer. That's not what it is. It's human to human. Let me say it again. It's human to human. Mm-hmm. How about this Costco employee asking a customer to leave for not wearing a mask because their policy is you got to wear a mask. I don't care who you are, you got to wear a mask. So if you don't wear it, they will ask you to leave. And there was a customer in Arvada, Colorado, who was in a Costco, and an employee confronted the man who refused to wear a face mask, told him to leave. And then, of course, the confrontation was put all over Twitter. And he said, the guy said, I'll just put you into my Instagram feed and I'll put it out there. And of course, that's what he did. And the guy was very clever. He said, hi, everyone. I work for Costco. I'm asking this member to put on a mask because that's our company policy. And last month, Costco did say beginning May 4th, it would return to regular hours and customers and employees alike would be required to wear face coverings or masks. So even though some people aren't happy about it, that is what they are saying is required, and that's why he was asked to leave because of that. All right, as you can imagine, with unemployment soaring and people struggling, delinquencies among borrowers for past due mortgages are soaring, and that shows people are struggling to pay bills because of layoffs, lost income, all of that. So mortgage delinquencies surged by 1.6 million in April, the largest single month jump in history. That's according to a report from Black Knight, a mortgage technology and data provider. And that includes homeowners past due on mortgage payments who aren't in forbearance, along with those in forbearance plans and who didn't make a mortgage payment in April. So at 6.45%, the national delinquency rate nearly doubled in March, the largest single month increase recorded, three times the prior record for a single month during the height of the financial crisis in 2008. Wow. Very, very sad, right? And it can be tough. And what about taxes? And what are those taxes going to look like? And what are townships going to do and cities going to do? And the threat of maybe they're going to have higher taxes because they're laying people off. And it is a circle that is touching so many. I mean, just, wow, so many people. Netflix is starting to cancel inactive accounts if the members don't confirm them. So users who don't want to see their subscriptions disappear have to make sure they're answering that they're still watching. They're asking people who haven't watched anything on Netflix for a year since they joined to confirm they want to keep their membership or their membership gets canceled. So that happens, right? Wait, I don't have Netflix anymore? I don't understand. Because of what we've seen with stay at home, Netflix total subscriber base, you ready for this? 183 million subscribers. 70 million in the U.S., 113 million internationally. So they just exploded because people are looking for things to do. And Netflix has a ton of different programming and movies and options and, you know, that all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Crazy, huh? Some people thrive in the pandemic and others go in the opposite direction. All right, hang with us. Going to introduce you to some really interesting people and talk about a few things that have weighed heavy on my mind. That's coming up next.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A shooting at a Texas Naval Air Station that wounded a sailor and left the gunman dead is being investigated as terrorism-related. The gunman tried to speed through a gate at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi in a vehicle and opened fire on security workers. A female sailor, who's a member of the security force at the base, was struck but was able to roll over and hit a switch that raised a barrier, stopping the vehicle from getting onto the base.
All units receiving reports from the Naval Air Station that they have an active shooter on base.
The man got out of the vehicle and was killed in an exchange of gunfire with security personnel. FBI Special Agent Leah Graves said that they are continuing to treat this as terrorism-related.
We may have a potential second related person of interest at large in the community.
The FBI's field office in Houston has taken the lead on the investigation, and neither investigators nor the Navy provided any additional details. This is USA Radio News. With Memorial Day coming this weekend, beaches are reopening, cities are letting restaurants seat people outside, and closing streets to encourage foot traffic, and many national parks are also letting people back in. Second Lady Karen Pence spoke at the Smoky Mountain National Park in Tennessee.
Not only are these experiences enjoyable to have, but they're good for us, too.
Stay-at-home orders have been eased in many cities, just as temperatures are warming up for the holiday weekend. Global cases of COVID-19 topped 5 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. There have been 328,000 coronavirus deaths worldwide, with more than 94,000 in the U.S. alone. And President Donald Trump has a face covering with the presidential seal on it, but refused to wear it in the public part of his tour of a Ford plant in Michigan, despite the factory's policy. The president said, "I wore one in the back area, but didn't want the press to get the pleasure of seeing it," in the Ford plant in Ysplanti that's making ventilators to combat coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Water crisis, obviously, many times on this show. It seems like forever ago, doesn't it? If you think of the Flint children who are at this point now 6 to 12 years old and who claim they were poisoned by, lead poisoned by city water, now it's civil lawsuit time. I mean, that's, you know, how the courts turn. You know, I'm from a family of lawyers, so I understand this. And it was first heard in U.S. District Court. You know, they're on track to have their civil lawsuits heard for the first time, rather, in U.S. District Court. And that may happen in the fall, may happen, it looks like, in November. So we have an attorney who represents thousands of Flint residents in state and federal lawsuits. Corey Stern joins us. Corey, thanks for coming on. Where are we at with the kids, like I mentioned, and this possible start for this first hearing, this civil lawsuit?
Thank you so much for having me. So there's roughly 8,000 children in Flint, Michigan, who at the time of the water crisis were under the age of 18. Many of them now may be adults. The youngest ones now are probably, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old. And the federal court judge in Ann Arbor has set the first round of trials for what was supposed to be the end of November, but it just got moved as a result of COVID to the third week in January 2021. And it'll be a trial for somewhere between one child and 14 children. There's been a process over the last year, year and a half, to narrow down the first pool of trials. And the judge made it clear that she wanted the most impacted group of people, which is children who were under the age of 6 at the time, who were exposed to lead. She wants the first group of trials to be for those kids. And it's gone from 150 kids, a pool of 150 kids that were randomly selected, to 100 to 50 to 30 to now 14. And the judges indicated that the number that will be tried will be somewhere between 1 and 14, most likely closer to 14 than 1. And the goal of these trials is to sort of get, you know, an idea of what at a trial the issues really are between the defendants and the plaintiffs and what the values of the cases are with an eye towards settling.
Yeah, okay, so you look at these kids and you talked about their ages. Let's go there first. After what happened in Flint, what happened to them, to their health, et cetera?
So kids who are lead poisoned, it's you know, it's a little nuanced, but the reality is what kids who are lead poisoned lose is their potential. I mean, the easiest way to describe it is that it creates cognitive deficits in kids, which make it more difficult for them to learn. It makes it far more likely that a lead poisoned kid will be held back in school once or maybe even twice. It makes their attention span significantly decreased. It creates anxiety and anxiousness and also anger issues in kids. And so ultimately what you have is a kid who, before he or she was lead poisoned, had the capability or potential to do X. You know, maybe it's just graduate from high school, or maybe it's go to college, or maybe it's get a master's degree or a doctorate degree. And whatever that potential is, significant diminishment of that potential such that the kid who may have been able to graduate from high school likely won't. The kid who may have been able to go to college likely won't. The kid that may have been able to get a graduate degree likely won't. And so they will always, for the most part, be able to accomplish less than they otherwise would have. And that's just in one box. And then in the other box is, you know, what's the value of, you know, how do you quantify what it means for a kid who is a year or two older than his classmates, who's growing a mustache before they're even having their voice change, who's taken twice as long on exams to do, you know, twice as poorly as his classmates. And so the effects on kids are, it's not uniform across the board because kids start out different. Every kid is different, but they're all similar in terms of impacting potential, impacting self-worth, how a kid views his place in the world, how a kid reacts to all of the things about himself that aren't what they should be. And do they act out with their classmates? Do they act out with their siblings? Do they act out with their parents? And so as kids get older, it's easier to see some of the deficits. So if a two-year-old kid is lead poisoned, it's not good. But you probably won't be able to see all of the effects until a kid is 4 or 5 or 7 or 10. Or in some cases, the best way to view it is at the age of 18 or 19 or 20, once they've gotten to a point where they're trying to graduate high school or pass the GED exam.
Wow. So you look at that, and thanks for that setup, because there are so many things that can happen. And then physically down the road, all the other potential damages from lead poisoning, it's easy to read about some of those, certainly, and everybody's case would be individual as to how it affects them and the exposure and whatnot. But what happens in January is really important, right, because it affects all those other kids or other people who could have a lawsuit with the city over what's happened. So this is really important, what happens in January, right?
It is. And so at this point, almost all of the lawsuits have been filed. But when you have, you know, when the Flint water crisis happened, the estimates of what the population in the city of Flint was are around 100,000 people. And that population has diminished over time. It's been diminishing for decades for various reasons. But of those 100,000 people, somewhere around 20 to 22,000 are probably under the age of 18. And most people who have decided to take legal action already filed lawsuits. Not for kids, but for adults, you have some serious statutes of limitations issues. For kids, they really have until they're 19 years old because the statute's different for a child. They have to become an adult before it really kicks in. But the reason these trials are so important, they're called bellwether trials. It's a, you know, it's a fancy term that's used in large litigations with thousands of people. And these kids will serve as bellwethers, meaning they're going to be able to sort of be the barometer for all of the other cases that are similar. And so if you have 14 kids and all 14 lose, which will not happen, but if that were to happen, you can have a pretty good feeling about what the likelihood of success is for all of the other kids that are similarly situated. Conversely, if depending on various factors, one kid gets a verdict of $5 million and one kid gets a verdict of $100,000 and one kid gets a verdict of $1.75 million, depending on the various factors that went into each of those individual kids' verdicts, you can begin to formulate ways to look at the other cases that prior to a trial, you're just kind of making up. You know, I know what I think a case is worth for child A with these 15 factors, you know, but what I think, not just, you know, in my own life and marriage doesn't matter, but, you know, in the world of the legal world, it doesn't matter either until a jury or a judge says it so. So, yes, this is a huge moment in time for all the people in Flint because it will, for the first time, value the harm and damage that was done to members of the most vulnerable population.
Yeah, like I said, it certainly illustrates that. And you as the lead attorney, we're speaking with Corey Stern about the Flint water crisis, the lawsuit for the kids that's going to go into federal court and now in January of 2021. I mean, this in prepping for this kind of a trial, this kind of a situation, this is just, I just picture you just surrounded by thousands of documents and talking to all kinds of people. And what's it like to get ready for something like this?
It's challenging, as you described. You know, to be honest, the crisis, the COVID, you know, the health crisis that we're in has actually made it a little bit easier. I mean, there's, you know, we're all kind of staying in place, and even when we're out and about to any extent, it's not typically like I'm used to flying around the country or flying back and forth to Michigan. You know, and it's not just one person. There's always a team of people that work on trials like this. But yes, you're right. There have been, you know, tens of depositions that have already been taken in this litigation. The depositions are continuing on a weekly basis, so we're still getting, you know, evidence before the trial. We have at least 10 experts that are working their rear ends off during this period of time because experts are needed to prove various types of damages. And but it's also extremely rewarding. I mean, as any lawyer that gets to this point where they're preparing trials for clients of theirs who are really, really hurt, especially when you've been working on a case, you know, we've been involved in these cases since mid-2015, and here we are in mid-2020, and it's hard to believe that it's been 6 years since the crisis started and 5 years since we've been litigating it. But it's fun and it's rewarding, and anybody who goes to law school to become a litigator and you've got lawyers in your family, I mean, it's not as stressful at the moment as it is exciting and also rewarding, and talking to these folks on a daily basis or a weekly basis and preparing them for their trial. You know, you could tell that there's an energy amongst the parents of these kids that, all right, now it's finally time. You know, like we've been through a lot. Our city's been through a lot. They've got a ton of pride in Flint. They've got a ton of pride in Michigan. And they've got a ton of pride in their family. And so it's a responsibility. It's exciting. And as a lawyer, you know, as a dad, you know, I wouldn't want to be doing anything else right now in my life but preparing for these trials.
Yeah, interesting, the pandemic, how you said that, how it's weird. It creates that a little bit of that vacuum of time, a little bit of that opening, and then January is when this happens. So we'll talk to you before then and during it, too, I hope, as well, Corey. But thanks so much for joining us on the show and spending some time with us.
It's been a pleasure, and I so appreciate you covering the story. It's really important, not just for folks in Flint, but all over the country.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Corey.
Yep, be well.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now on Author's Corner is Michael Ioffe. He's written a book called Profit from Weather, Climate, and Health Disasters. We had such interesting conversations off the air about his background, why he wrote the book, etc., because we know that this is such a live wire between the people who believe in climate change and those who don't. So let me tell you about his background. 25 years plus as a physicist. And he comes from the Soviet Union to the United States. So, Michael, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
You're welcome.
Tell the audience about your background. You were a physicist, so obviously you saw things, you looked at things, and that's partially what led you to write the book. Am I right?
I graduated from Latvia University in physics. After that, I work as teacher of physics for 5 years and as a designer engineer for 25 years. And I came to United States in 1992, work in different companies. I had a problem with English and retired in 2004. When I retired, I first time read articles about climate change and found main mistake in that article.
And so So tell us about that. I'm going to jump in here. So tell us about what you saw as the mistakes that were frustrating you, that the article and the things that you were reading about.
Today, I Googled climate change and found 493 million of articles about climate. And most of them repeat the same mistake that greenhouse gases have something to do with climate. Fortunately for years, on Earth we have two types of greenhouse gases, which are lighter than nitrogen and oxygen, and heavier than nitrogen and oxygen. Water vapor are lighter than most gases in air. And property of water are playing huge role in nature, despite water vapor is greenhouse gas. And property of water cooling the atmosphere, despite water vapor is greenhouse gas. Why they cooling the atmosphere? It's very simple. If billions and billions of molecules of water vapor will be in any volume of air, they will make this volume of air lighter than other volumes of air where less molecules of water vapor. And this volume, like balloon, will go to upper troposphere. Clouds is good confirmation about that.
Wow. And so, you know, it's in explaining that and seeing, especially you said the amount of articles and what you saw and what you think the confusion is. When people are listening to our interview, and by the way, you can get the book Profit from Weather, Climate, and Health Disasters on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle, of course. And Michael, when you see that and you see companies, you see NASA, you see the economy and policy, do you think this is all wrapped into that? It's because you say that in the title, profit. So people are profiting, in your opinion, after, you know, 30 years as a design engineer and then coming to the United States and then ultimately retiring, seeing that it's a political game?
That is some kind of political game. But I prefer to see mistakes in science of climate change. But profit, I offer profit from climate, weather, climate, and health disaster. And I wrote in this article, which only 15 pages, I wrote a lot of examples where we can create tens of millions high-paying jobs. As designer engineer in my previous background, I found a direction where I can, where United States can create many of high-paying jobs. That is reason why I wrote about profit, not because somebody take profit from their mistakes.
Ah, I got it. So that people can actually profit and make money on what you're saying. And
yes, we can during 2 years we can easily fight back any climate disaster, as in global warming, as in global cooling condition.
And how would you suggest that? So, like scientists, people that can specifically work on that?
First of all, I show that Svante Arrhenius, a Swedish scientist of 1900, made mistake. It's mistakes on level of for seventh grader scientist student. And After that, for some reason, many scientists of climate change take his mistake as a dogma. It's very easy to show where is mistakes. And very easy to show that property of water cooling the atmosphere, despite water vapor, is greenhouse gas.
And the Swedish scientist, what was his name? And you talk about him in your book.
Yes, Svante Arrhenius. He made this mistake, and in few sentences, everybody can understand that it is mistakes. I explain what kind of mistake he made.
Yeah, you talk about in your book, you said that he calculated that a doubling down of atmospheric CO2 would give a warming of 5 to 6 degrees Celsius, and you're saying that he didn't pay attention to the behavior of different greenhouse gases, like you were talking about articles you'd found in the beginning, in a real atmosphere, and then that how surprising that mistake is.
Yes, it is easy to see that because water vapor are lighter than most gases in the air, they transport huge energy of all gases from ground level, ocean level, to upper troposphere. It helps cool the atmosphere. Clouds, which condensed water vapor, reflect back to space direct sun radiation. It's also cool the atmosphere. Snow and ice reflect back to space direct sun radiation. It also cool the atmosphere. And talking that climate change is depend from greenhouse gases, it's really stupid mistake. And if we will understand what is real reason for climate change, we can easily fight with all weather disaster and climate disaster during 2 years. We can easily fight with drought, with wildfires, with tornadoes, with thunderstorms. All of this reason created billions damages in the United States and in the world.
Yeah, I'm going to, Michael, what you said there is perfect. I'm going to leave it there because that's what you're trying to tell people. The name of the book is Profit from Weather, Climate, and Health Disasters. You can get it easily on Amazon, Michael I. Office, what he talks about, where he says, you say right in the beginning, I'm not a member of any party, and you even say, I'm too old to look for profit with this, but I'm interested in finding people who can look at this and who can change our economy and policy with other countries for a huge profit for the United States. Thanks for joining us on the show.
You're welcome.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.